最高却不明文规定的叫做先知。
Another one is the prophet.
所以这个先知被谁高呢？
Who will anoint the prophet?
从来没有记载。
There's no recording here.
只一次上帝吩咐以利亚要去高以利沙。
Only once did God ask Elijah to anoint Elisha.
这是个人高立的。
And this is personal anointing.
所以这个同祭司进到的高立是不一样的。
This is different from the anointing of the priest or the king.
祭司的工作比较是 administrative 的工作。
The priests are probably more administrative in nature.
君王的工作是比较的一国之君的这个政治性的工作。
The king is more political in nature.
但是呢，这个先知的工作是神的代言人的工作。
But the prophets are the spokesmen of God.
所以当保罗写罗马书的时候
，So when Paul wrote Romans，
他怎么讲呢
？What did he say？
他说呢，上帝借着先知的应许，这个叫做福音。
And the gospel came from the promise of the prophets.
那么先知到底是什么呢
？Who are the prophets？
先知是不是比别人更先知道的叫做先知
？Are the prophets people who know things beforehand？
我们中国基督徒受这两个字的翻译影响太厉害了。
Chinese Christian has been influenced by this word for a very long time.
一提到先知两个字的时候
，So when we use the word 先知 in Chinese,
我们观念里面都是时间的一种进展式的了解。
In our concept, it is a progression of time.
他怎么会先知呢
？How can he know beforehand?
因为别人不知道他先知了，谁叫做先知吗
？He is called a 先知 because he knows first.
你先知知道别人所不知道的，他先知道，谁叫做先知吗
？Literally speaking, the word means knowing beforehand.
其实圣经的意思不是这样。
But this is not the meaning of the Bible.
先知这个字
，the word prophet.
在希伯来文的意思是什么呢
？In the Hebrew original language,
神的代言人
，is the spokesman of God,
the spokesman of God,
上帝的代言人
，the one who speak in on behalf of God,
就是代上帝讲话的人
，the one who speak and teach according to God,
就是用上帝的话语来教导人的人
，the one who represent God to speak something to people.
就是代表上帝讲话的人，
就神的代言人
，the spokesman of God，
从他的口中所听到的每一句话
，every word that proceeds from his mouth，
都是从神来的
，comes from God Almighty。
他的权威
，so his authority，
他的准确性
，his accuracy，
他的影响力
，his influence，
是绝对不可以否定的
，is absolutely not deniable。
他讲的话就是神要讲的话
，because what he has said is from God。
所以在以色列历史中间
，so in the history of Israel，
在整个旧约里面。
In the entire Old Testament,
先知的地位是高超到一个地步
The status of the prophets are very high.
连君王都不可以随便带他
So much so that the kings cannot represent them easily.
因为他口里所讲的话
Because every word that came from their mouth
有决定生死的这个权柄
Has absolute authority over life.
他们讲的话
Everything they say
会决定实质政治局面的情形
Will decide even the political situation.
这是先知的话语
This is the words of the prophets.
那么先知所讲的话里面
In the words that they speak,
到底最重要的是什么呢
？What is the most important thing？
我们不要受中文这两个字的影响。
Let us not be influenced by the Chinese word。
先知讲话的内容
，the contents of the words，
也就是神要人明白的真道。
It's the true word that God wants men to understand.
不是时事没有发生以前预先知道那些知识。
It's not just things that you predict beforehand.
先知说预言什么意思呢
？What does prophecy mean？
说预言这三个字
，the word prophecy，
也就等于说神的道传出来的意思。
Means the preaching of the word of God.
当然，预言也可以表示在时间以前还没有发生以前的那些信息传出来。
But prophecy, of course, also refers to messages that will happen later on.
这样呢，我们看见先知所讲的预言可以分成三个最大最大的种类。
There are three different types of prophecy.
第一种种类是什么呢
？What is the first type?
最不重要的，我先讲。
The most unimportant.
就是将要发生的事情。
Will be things that will.
某某人要来进攻。
This person will come.
某某国家快要灭亡了。
This country will fall.
某某地区要有灾荒饥荒了。
This particular place will disaster.
这以后有三年六个月没有下雨了。
There will be drought for three years.
那么当这些话讲出来以后呢
？After these words were spoken,
人家就预备了。
People will prepare.
预备打仗。
Prepare for war.
预备粮食。
Prepare food.
预备怎么样保守他们的城墙。
Prepare to protect their city.
因为先知讲的话嘛。
Because the prophet spoke.
这些话呢是很重要的。
These words were important.
但在这三种类里面是最不重要的。
But in the three types that I'm going to mention, it's the least important.
请你注意啊，我怎么样摆列
？Listen to the priority.
你说这个不重要吗
？Isn't this important?
三年不下雨不重要吗
？Three years of drought.
是很重要。
Yes, it's important.
但是在这三类里面是最不重要的。
But among the three, it's of the least importance.
所以比这个更重要的是什么呢
？What is more important than that?
对神本性的认识。
It's the understanding of the nature of God.
神本性的施行。
The execution of the will of God.
神的爱。
The love of God.
神的恩。
His grace.
神的公义。
His justice.
神的威严。
His authority.
神的圣洁。
His holiness.
神的审判的宣布，这是更重要的一件事情。
The declaration of his judgment.
所以呢，先知讲话的时候。
When the prophet spoke.
就提到这位神所行的事，是根据他的道德本性所行出来的。
They tell us that all the things that this God does is because of His nature.
上帝要刑罚这个国家。
God is going to judge this country.
上帝消灭这个族。
God is going to destroy these people.
上帝审判这个君王。
God is going to judge this king.
神是公义的。
Because God is just.
为什么这第二件比刚才讲的第一件更重要呢
？Why is this second item more important than the first?
因为第一件所讲的不过是关于人同那个时代的一些琐碎的事情。
Because the first prophecy is minor things regarding man and his time.
第二件是。使人明白行事的神是有原因的。
But the second prophecy tells us that this God who moves has his reasons.
列国的审判。
The judgment of all nations.
表示神是公义的。
Means that God is just.
审判的时候。
When judgment comes.
神怎么样毁灭一个国家。
How God will destroy a country.
神的能力。
By his power.
所以当一个人不是单单知道自己要发生什么事情。
So a person need not just know what is going to happen to him.
他更清楚知道神的能力、神的本性、神的主权，这就变得更重要、更深一层的这个对神的认识。
The more important understanding is the sovereignty and the will of God.
巴比伦啊，你要倾倒了。
Babylon, you are going to fall.
亚述啊，你要失败了。
Assyria, you are going to fall.
埃及啊，你要失败了。
Egypt, you are going to fail.
这就是神的审判。
All this judgment.
神的公义。
All this justice.
神的圣洁。
And God's holiness.
这个整个希伯来文化中间，宗教超过其他文化宗教的是最基本的原因。
Is the reason why the Jewish religion is higher than all other faiths.
其他的宗教怎么样呢
？What about other faiths?
他们盼望他们的神明。帮助他们，使他们民族可以打胜仗。
They always hope that their God will help their people to win wars.
所以凡是能帮助我打胜仗的，就是我的神，我要拜他。
So anything that can help us, we will pray.
我要拜他
，I must pray.
因为他帮助我
，because he
帮助我打胜仗
，help me to win.
帮助我可以丰收
，help me
帮助我可以顺利
，help me to be.
帮助我万事如意
，so that everything is smooth.
帮助我子孙万代兴隆
，so that I have lots of descendants.
像今天许多民间的宗教
，just like many religions,
他们所要的是什么
？What do they want?
就是个人的福气
，they want personal
前途的顺利
，a prosperity.
子孙的兴旺，生意的丰富，但是他不懂道德本性的问题。
But they do not understand about ethics.
所以会发财就好了。
So long as I make a lot of money,
恭喜发财，恭喜发财！
And we wish
招财进宝，招财进宝。
We want lots of money.
那么怎么样发财呢
？How do you make the money?
不管他发横财、发异财或者发官财，他不管。
It doesn't matter how you just make money.
只要发财就是。
So long as you make money.
能使我发财的，我祷告必应的，这个就是我的神。
Any God that will give me whatever I want, this is my God.
这是很可怕的事情。
This is pathetic.
这是利用神的名字来成你自己野心的动机。
This is something which you use to make use of God.
今天有一些基督教徒也是这样拜拜。
Some Christians are like that.
神啊，你是全能的。
Oh God, you're Almighty.
那么你医治我吧。
So heal me.
因为在你没有一件事你不能成功。
Because in you everything is possible.
一方面相信神的全能。
On the one hand, you believe in the Almightiness of God.
一方面还利用神的全能为自己的福气来祷告。
On the other hand, you pray for your personal blessings.
你说唐牧师不可以吗？
You say, Reverend Tong, can't I do this?
可以的。
Yes, you can.
但是你祷告完了以后。
But after you pray.
神一定要听你的吗？
Will God, must God listen to you?
神一定要听你的。
If God must listen to you.
全能的神比你少一能。
Then the Almighty God is less mighty than you.
你全能，但是我指挥你的全能。
And God is Almighty, but I control you.
那么明他是神，是你是神的神啊。
And you are the God of God.
你明白吗
？Do you understand?
耶稣的祷告不是如此。
So Jesus did not pray like
this. 如果可行
，if it is possible,
你这个杯离开我。
Make this cup depart from me.
不是照我的意思。
But not according to my will.
乃是照你的意思。
But by your will.
所以他的祷告真是合乎真道的祷告。
His prayer indeed was in accordance with the truth.
是非利士人有他们的神。
And the Philistine had their God.
所有其他四周围的人都有他们的神。
And all these people around Israel had their own gods.
迦南各族的人都有他们的神。
All the Canaanites had their gods.
犹太的人的神不一样在哪里呢
？What is the difference between the Jews and the rest?
有圣洁，有公义，有权柄，有智慧，有他永远的计划来实行在地上。
They had a God that is holy, that has His eternal plan, and has power to fulfill His will on earth.
先知所讲的话的第二点。
This is the second thing that the prophets will tell us.
就是把神对列国审判，从他本性的那最伟大的道德功能，把它解释出来。
The prophets will combine the judgment of God with all the power of God.
所以这些预言就更重要。
All these prophecies are more important.
第三类，the 先知预言的最高峰是什么呢
？What is the greatest prophecy that the
就是神拯救人的计划
，and that is the plan that God has for salvation.
不但是神的作为
，not only is it the word of God.
神的知识
，the wisdom of God.
不但是神的本性
，not only the nature of God.
神的智慧
，the wisdom of God.
神的公义
，the justice of God.
神的爱人的计划
，and the love of God.
神的救人的计划
，the plan that God has for salvation.
那么先知讲些什么呢
？What did the
有一天耶稣基督要到世界上
There's one day Jesus will come.
人类啊你不必痛苦了
Do not be in pain, man.
你不必失望了
Do not be disappointed.
你的罪可以得到赦免
Because your sin will be forgiven.
神要差遣救主到人间
God is going to send a savior.
他要生在伯利恒
He's going to born in Bethlehem.
他要死在十字架上
He will die in the cross.
他死的时候两手两脚要被刺伤
When he died both his hand and feet will
be pierced. 他肋旁要刺伤
His ribs will be pierced.
他一根骨头都没有折断
But not a bone will be broken.
死的时候埋葬在有钱人的坟墓里面。
When he died, he will be buried in the rich.
哦，这些关于耶稣基督的预言。
All these prophecies about Jesus Christ.
这就是先知所预言最高峰的内容了。
These are the most important contents of the prophecy.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
当你明白这些以后呢
？When you understand all this.
你知道保罗在这里罗马书讲些什么
？Then you will understand what Paul was talking about.
论到他的儿子
，According to his son.
神借着先知。所带来的应许
It's a promise that God gave to us through the prophets.
你看到了没有
Have you seen this?
神在借着众先知
Through the prophets.
所带来的应许
God gave us this
所
给
我们的应许
This promise he gave us.
应许是什么呢
What is this promise?
应许是什么呢
What is the promise?
是不是随便讲讲
Is it something that you just say anyhow?
不是
No.
一定要成就的一个印证的话语
Promise is an affirmation that will come true.
一定要给你的恩典预言的一个保证。
A guarantee of the grace that will be definitely given to you.
你对你的孩子说。
When you say to your son,
好好读书。
Study well.
你高中毕业以后。
After you graduate from high school.
我就送你到牛津去读书。
I will send you to Oxford.
好好读书。
And so you study hard.
好好读书。
Struggle very hard.
你忘了他还记得。
After you've forgotten your promise, you remember. After high school,
你说我送你到马大。
I'll send you to Malaysia University of Malaysia.
他说不。
He said no.
不是马大，不是大马。
And it's not University of Malaysia.
我不要马，我要牛。
I don't want Malaysia.
你从前讲的是牛变成马。我要到牛津。
I want to go to Oxford.
你说哪里能够那样贵
？It's so expensive.
要就要，不要就不要了。
Just go to the university locally.
恨死你了。
And your son will hate you.
你这个老人家老糊涂。
You're crazy.
从前明明叫牛，现在变成马。
You say Oxford, but now you say university.
讲话不可相信。
I cannot believe you.
你讲的话就不叫做应许。
And this is not a promise.
是应许是什么呢
？What is the promise?
一定要成全。
It must come true.
讲了就算数。
After you say it, it must come true.
Anything you say, you have to pay.
You have to pay for it.
If you say you don't pay,
你说了不算数，
那不是应许，不是 promise.
It's not a promise.
啊，所以应许是什么呢
？What is the promise?
神对人的应许。
It's a promise from God.
请你们做功课好不好啊？圣经里面神对人类有多少应许？你自己想。
How many promises are there in the Bible?
我告诉你
，Let me tell you.
神对人类最大的应许只有一样。
The biggest promise that God has for men.
The only promise.
The only promise.
What is that? 谁知道？发财呀、啊、The only promise 神对人类唯一的应许
The only promise of God
Singular 不是 plural
is
Plural 多得不得了
There are plural promises
唯一的应许是什么
What is the biggest and only promise
赐下独生子哪里有讲我应许赐给你一个孩子神对人类最大的唯一的应许是什么
What is the biggest promise that God has for you
啊，神与你同在。
God be with you。
还有没有
？What else？
啊，有一个人达到了， 神给我们的应许就是永生。
The eternal life.
永字要写好好，不要上面不见了。生的下面也要好好，不要不见了。而永生上面少一点，下面才变成水牛，你知道吗？神的应许就是什么？永生。大家说，神的应许就是什么？
The promise of God is eternal life.
神。从前有一个农夫拿一张复印单张到牧师来，做文章里说：“牧师啊，我要一只水牛。”
It's very difficult to translate.
So you need not to translate. 牧师说：“为什么？因为你们的基督徒给我一张单张，信耶稣的水牛。”原来他永字看不对，生字看不对，生字下面又毛表方，他信耶稣一只水牛啊，很好，我有水牛，信耶稣有福气了。神的应许的是永生。
The promise of God is
在哪里啊？
Where is it?
谁知道在哪里？啊，在耶稣基督，在哪一章哪一节？什么在耶稣基督？你去找耶稣很麻烦的。上帝的应许就是永生，在哪里？
Where is it?
谁知道？我们打开好不好？打开《约翰一书》
First John
第二章
First Chapter Two
约翰一书
First John Chapter Two
第二章。二十节以后，谁先找到举手？快快快快快
！After verse 20，
约翰一书第二章，举手，找到举手，哇，一下子十多个、二十个、三十个，第几？二章二十五节
，verse 25。
王副牧师站起来，大声念。大家说，一二三，主所应许我们的。就是永生，像你看见彼得跟保罗讲的一样不一样啊？
So、what,
一样不一样啊？啊，主所应许我们的福音，这个福音就是信耶稣基督，你得着什么？永生。所以呢，保罗所讲的应许就是救恩，就是福音。这个福音就是耶稣基督，在基督里我们得着永生。
The promise that Paul gave to us is the gospel, and the gospel is in Jesus.
我们看罗马书六章二十三节。
Romans chapter 6 verse 23。
打开，快快打开来。罗马书在哪里？啊，在哪里？在创世纪的前面。因为那边有目录嘛，对不对呢？啊，所以你找不到的就找目录。罗马书六章二十三节。好，谁要站起来大声念的，请站起来。无论哪一个人找到的，站起来大声念。啊，在主耶稣基督里才是永生。你少一个字，再一次，大家同念一二三，罪的工价乃是死，唯有上帝的恩赐在我们的主基督耶稣里乃是永生。感谢上帝，所以神的应许就是永生。
So the promise of God is eternal life.
这样呢，先知应许什么呢？
What does the prophet promise us?
先知讲什么呢？
What did the prophet say?
先知论证话语中间最重要的一点，最重要一类，就是论到耶稣基督要把永生赐给人的时候。
The most important contents of the prophecy is that Jesus Christ will give us eternal life.
今天有一些教会说有先知来了。
Today many churches declare that the prophets are among us.
为什么呢？
Why?
有个外国的牧师来讲道了。
Because a pastor from overseas.
他说明天十一点会下雨。
He says tomorrow it will rain at 11.
某某的孩子病一定会好了。
Or certain child.
哇，你说先知来了，先知来了。
You see the prophets are here.
你如果听了这一篇，你就知道这些不是最重要的。
Now you should know that this is not the most important prophecy.
不但不是最重要的。
Not only is it not most important.
最不重要的。
It is the least important.
因为这个不关于，不过是关于人，关于时间，关于空间里面一些小的事情。
These are trivial things with regard to man and time space.
比这种更重要的是什么呢？
The most important message.
神的道的本性、全能以及对全地的审判。
It is the nature of God Himself and the judgment of God.
这是更重要的。
This is more important.
比这个更重要的、最重要的是什么呢？
And even more important.
神应许把基督赐下来，叫人可以得着永生。
It's the promise of God that Jesus Christ will come that we may have eternal life.
Amen.
Amen.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
神应许赐下他的儿子。
God promised to give us His Son
到世界上来
to come to the earth,
把永生赐给我们
to give us eternal life.
我们在地上辛辛苦苦做人
We are so difficult in our life.
我们几十年活在这里世上。
After a few decades of life,
死了就完了。
After we die, everything is finished.
那么做人有什么意思呢？
What is the meaning of life?
如果死了就完了。
If all ends at death,
做好人做坏人有什么分别？
There is no difference between being good and bad.
如果死了就完了。
If death ends all,
做总统做饭桶也不是一样。
There's no difference between a president and an idiot.
如果死了就完了。
If death ends all,
那我们还有什么盼望呢？
What kind of hope do we have?
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
神给我们的应许。大家说，就是再一次，神说给我们的应许就是永生，将这世界和其上的情欲都要过去。
So this world and all its desires will pass away.
唯独遵行上帝旨意的人是什么？
But the one who obey the will of God.
什么？永远长存。
Will live eternally.
这世界和其上的情欲。都要过去，唯独遵行上帝旨意的人是什么？谁得到永生？
Who will receive eternal life?
那些领受这个应许。
Those who inherit this promise.
相信耶稣基督。
Those who believe in Jesus Christ.
得他救恩所救赎。
They will receive the salvation.
领受神自己的生命。
And receive the life of God.
遵行他旨意的人。
And be obedient to his will.
他们是有永生。永远长存的。
They will have eternal life and live forever.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
那这样你现在看到一个很清楚的图画了。
So we see a very clear picture.
从神赐下恩典。
From the grace of God.
要人产生信仰。
To the faith that's produced.
这恩典是什么呢？
What is this grace?
是先知已经预言的。
It is something the prophets prophesied.
应许给我们的。
A promise given to us.
所以这个恩典，这个应许的内容，就是基督所赐给我们的永生。
This content is the eternal life that Jesus Christ gave to us.
这里论到我主耶稣基督。
So here it says, my Christ, my Lord Christ Jesus.
基督是谁呢？
Who is Christ?
是蒙高立的那一位。
He's the person who has been anointed.
被神所高立的那一位。
Who was anointed by God?
他是谁？
Who is he?
他是先知。
He's a prophet.
他是君王。
He's a king.
他是祭司。
He's a priest.
因为这三个职位里面，
because all these offices,
两种职位是有形式上一定的是案例的。
Two of them must have ceremonial anointing.
有一种职位是人没有办法用形式案例的。
But one of them, anointing cannot come from man.
先知的出现
the appearance of the prophet
是神自己的作为
comes from God
不是人可能产生出来
it is not something that can be produced
不是人可以预备出来的
not something we can prepare
不是人可以教导出来的
not something we can teach
虽然当时先知门徒的学校很多的很多的先知
although there were schools for the prophets
训练的相当好
and they trained a lot of people
但是神自己兴起的先知是神自己高立的
but God will raise his own prophets whom he will anoint
所以这是完全不一样的事情
this is completely different
这样先知叫众人来看他高立别的先知这件事差不多没有记载
The Bible does not record the anointing of other prophets by a prophet
照样当耶稣到世界上来的时候
In a similar fashion when Jesus
没有受过高立
He was not anointed
所以君王被高立的这件事没有在他身上看到
The anointing of king was not seen on Jesus Christ
祭司被高立的这件事在他的身上也没有看到
Anointing of priest was not done on Jesus
先知被高立特殊的一个人高立他也没有看到
And also no anointing from the prophets.
是当玛利亚用真拿大的香膏来膏他的时候。
When Mary anointed his, Jesus with the oil of nard.
耶稣说
，Jesus said,
这个女人所做的。
What this woman does,
是为我安葬的时候所预备的。
Is preparing for my death.
那么是不是上帝用这个玛利亚来膏耶稣呢
？Does that mean that Jesus used Mary to anoint Jesus?
不是的。
No.
上帝对耶稣真正的膏立是当耶稣受洗的时候。
The true anointing came from the baptism of Jesus.
耶稣基督受洗的时候
，When Jesus was baptized,
施洗约翰替他施洗的时候，看见天开了， John, 圣灵降临在他身上。
John the Baptist saw heaven open when he baptized Jesus Christ.
所以施洗约翰为万万人施洗的时候。
When he baptized many, many thousands of people,
成千成万的人到约旦河。
Thousands of people came to the river Jordan.
受他的洗的时候
，and was baptized.
他有两重责任。
He had dual functions.
第一重的责任
，the first responsibility,
就是预备这些人悔改过圣洁的生活，好迎接天国的来临。
To prepare these people to repent and lead a holy life in preparation for the coming of the kingdom.
悔改同预备天国的来临有什么关系呢
？What is the relationship between repentance and preparation?
约翰是祭司的孩子。
John is the son of a priest.
所以做祭司的都明白祭司的条例，他们侍奉到底是怎么样的。
All the priests understood the traditions and regulations.
一样。
Firstly,
做祭司的一定要三十岁才可以做祭司。
A priest can only be a priest at age 30.
第二样。
Second,
三十岁要做祭司前一定要受洁净礼。
And they must go through the ceremony of holiness.
然后才可以侍奉。
Then they can serve.
而洁净礼的时候怎么行的呢？
And what kind of ceremony is this?
把祭司要做侍奉的人，要高丽的时候要带到这个洗濯盆那里去。
They must bring the person who is anointed in front of the altar.
水就从上面流下来了。
And then water will be poured from above.
这个流下来的水
，the water that flows down，
就是洁净礼行在祭司的身上。
It's a ceremony of cleanliness.
所以施洗约翰施洗的时候
，so when John the Baptist baptized，
我相信他真正明白圣经里面是怎样叫我们受洁净礼。
I believe that he understood how this ceremony of cleanliness comes from.
水水是从上面浇下来。
So the water is poured from above.
不是从下面来的。
And not come from below.
上面来的。
But from above.
这就预表了以后圣灵从上面浇灌在一个人身上。
This represented that the Holy Spirit will descend from the above.
现在教会里面有洗礼，有洁礼，有浸礼。
In the church today, there's different modes of baptism.
我请你们不要轻看别人。
And do not despise other people.
有的人以为浸礼更好。
Some people think immersion is better.
他们以为耶稣是受浸礼。
Because they think Jesus was immersed.
所以他不浸就感到不效法圣经，不忠于上帝的话语。
So they think that they ought to be true to the word of God by immersion.
有一些人用浸礼。
But some use sprinkling.
浸礼就是照着圣经旧约一直相传下来，洗濯里水是从上面下来的。像圣灵从上面浇灌下来。
This is in accordance to Old Testament, just like the Holy Spirit will come from above down.
所以无论你是地理，你是浸礼。
Whether it's sprinkling or immersion.
我不会为这件事情来计较或者轻看任何一方面。
I'm not going to despise anyone or be very picky about this.
但是我告诉你，地理的人有足够的圣经根据，把旧约传统的洗濯礼一直带到现在来。
But I believe that sprinkling has enough biblical evidence.
因为圣灵是从上面下来。
Because Holy Spirit came from above.
那么为什么千万人受洗的要在约旦河呢？
But why did all these thousands of people came to the River Jordan?
其实约旦河不是滔滔大江水多得不得了。
Actually, the River Jordan is not a big river.
约旦河是一个小河。
It's a very shallow one.
约旦河的水也是很浅。
And the water is shallow.
所以很可能人站在约旦河那里。
When they stand, probably.
施洗约翰用约旦的河水来给他施洗，还是从上面浇下来。
And John the Baptist probably scooped the water up and poured upon his head.
在罗马城的地下的这个壕里面。
In the underground tunnel of the Rome.
Catacomb.
And the catacomb.
那里面有一些的图画。
There are some pictures.
是最早基督徒留下来的。
And they are left over by the early Christians.
我们看见他们是用水从上面倒下来给人家施洗。
And you can see the baptism is from the top.
当施洗约翰给人施洗的时候，
When John the Baptist baptized people,
两个大的责任，
there are two responsibilities.
一个责任是什么？
What is the first one?
预备人离开罪恶悔改，洁净自己，来等候天国的来临。
To prepare people to repent and await the coming of the kingdom.
第二个责任才是最重要的。
The second responsibility is the greatest.
在万人受洗的当中，
that is among the thousands who were baptized.
还要注意看哪一个人受洗的时候圣灵降在他身上，这个人就是以后要用灵来给人施洗的。
He wanted to look for the person whom the Holy Spirit will descend, because this person will baptize with the Holy Spirit.
最近记载在这个约翰福音第一章第三十到三十三节的。
This is recorded in the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 30 to 33.
所以施洗约翰说
，So John the Baptist,
差遣我来的上帝
，The God who sent me,
叫我为人施洗。
Baptized other people.
当圣灵降在耶稣身上的时候
，But when the Holy Spirit descended upon Jesus,
我就知道
，I knew,
这一位将要用圣灵给人施洗。
That this person will baptize with the Holy Spirit.
他是我以后来的。
He comes after me.
但他原在我以前。
But he was way before me.
我就是给他解鞋带也不配。
I'm not even worthy to tie his shoelace.
耶稣基督什么时候受膏呢？
When was Jesus anointed?
耶稣在地上的时候。
When he was on earth.
他遵守律法一切的规条。
He was obedient to all the laws.
三十岁才出来。
He came out when he's 30.
做祭司的一定要满三十岁。
Because the priesthood needed.
耶稣守律法的规条。
And Jesus was obedient to the law.
做祭司先要洗做礼。
And he knew that he had to go through the ceremony.
别人受施洗约翰的洗，因为他们有罪。
Other people were baptized because they had sinned.
基督受施洗约翰的洗不是因为有罪。
And Jesus was baptized not because of sin.
所以替他洗的约翰自己都不敢当。
John the Baptist was afraid.
他说应当是你给我施洗，不是我给你施洗。
He said, surely you must baptize me, not the other way around.
耶稣没有说我也有罪吗？那你也给我洗一洗吧，没有这样说。
And Jesus did not say, I'm sinful, so baptize me.
耶稣说我们要遵行一切律法中间的义。
Jesus said we must fulfill all righteousness.
这什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
表示神在律法里面所定的，我们要照着神所定的去做。
It means that whatever God has set in His laws, we ought to be obedient.
基督受洗的时候，
when Jesus was baptized,
最重要的是圣灵降在他的身上。
The most important thing is that the Holy Spirit came upon him.
这不是悔改。
And this is not repentance.
这不是成圣。
And this is not sanctification.
这不是洁净。
This is not cleanliness.
这乃是神膏你他。
This is the affirmation and anointing of God.
当保罗提到我主耶稣基督的时候，
so when Paul mentioned my Lord Christ Jesus,
就是透过这位神主高的救主恩典临到万邦。
That is through this God, this Savior that God has anointed the graces of all people.
透过这位被高立的主耶稣基督，
through this anointed Jesus Christ,
我们都领受了应许中的永生。
All of us received the eternal life that has been promised.
所以他把这个应验讲清楚了以后呢，
after he explained this,
他就要把罗马书的福音里面罗马书的信息一条一条讲出来了。
He began to talk about all the messages in the book of Romans.
我再重复上个礼拜已经提到了一点的事情。
Let me repeat something I mentioned last week.
肉体来说，
according to the flesh,
他是大卫的子孙。
He is the descendant of David.
按圣善的灵来说，
but through the spirit of holiness,
从实力复活，显明他是上帝的儿子。
He was declared with power to be the son of God by his resurrection from the dead.
请你注意，
so take note.
当这个保罗没有讲大卫子孙以前，
before Paul talk about the descendant of David,
你们看，他先讲什么？上帝的什么？我们读经要谨慎一点，读经要很精细一点。好，我们大家再念一次。先讲什么？还没有讲大卫子孙以前，他讲什么
？What did he say before the descendant of David？
啊？神的儿子先讲，对不对
？He talk about the son of God first。
有没有？有没有？先讲神的儿子
，regarding his son，
后来再讲大卫的子孙
，then about the descendant of David。
神的儿子怎么变成大卫的子孙
？How can the son of God become the descendant of David？
神的儿子，大卫的孙，那么大卫不是神的爸爸吗
？Then David will become the father of God。
你在这里看见这里面到底要讲什么
？What is Paul trying to say？
里面奥秘深得不得了。
There's great mystery here。
神的儿子
，the son of God，
是永恒的事情。
Is eternal.
大卫的子孙
，the descendant of David，
是时间里面历史的事件
，or something that happened historically.
再听一次，神的儿子
，the son of God，
是永恒里面的事情
，is something that happened in eternity.
大卫的子孙
，the descendant of David，
是历史中间时间里面的历史事件
，was something in historical times.
那神永恒的儿子
，so the eternal God，
竟然变成在历史中间一个被生下来的孩子。
Becomes a baby that was born in history,
而且是大卫的子孙
and also a descendant of David.
如果你再读诗篇一百一十篇
if you read Psalm 119,
你就发现大卫称他为上帝
you will realize that David called him God.
所以大卫说
so David said,
主对我主说
the Lord said to my Lord,
你坐在我的右边
you sit on my right hand.
大卫称耶稣为他的主
David called Jesus his Lord.
那么如果耶稣是大卫的子孙
If Jesus is the descendant of David,
怎么又可能做大卫自己的主呢？
How can he then be the Lord of David?
你要不要叫你的孙子主啊，主啊？
Will you call your grandchildren Lord?
你是神经病！
Is it crazy?
孙子就是孙子。
My descendant is my descendant.
怎么叫我叫他主啊，主啊呢？
How can I call him Lord?
大卫称他的子孙耶稣基督是主啊。
David called his descendant Jesus Christ his Lord.
所以这表示这一位主曾经做过人。
This means that this Lord was once a man.
这个次序很重要的。
The priority is very important.
保罗说呢，
Paul said,
论到上帝的儿子，
regarding his son,
从肉身来说，
who as to his human nature,
大卫的子孙，
was a descendant of David,
圣上的灵来说，
by the spirit of holiness,
因为从实力复活显明他是上帝的儿子，
was declared with power to be the son of God by his resurrection.
本来是儿子，
in the beginning he was a son,
变成人的子孙，
he became a descendant,
借着复活
By the
又显明是上帝的儿子
Again, he
所以这是神的儿子 神的儿子。
From the Son to the Son.
从永恒到永恒。
From eternity to eternity.
永恒到永恒，这位神的儿子在历史中间曾经生下做大卫的子孙。
But in history, he was once the descendant.
成为大卫的子孙以后又死了。
After that, he died.
死了又又复活了。
He was resurrected.This resurrection show us he's the Son of God.
是神的儿子。
He is the Son of God.
显明是神的儿子。
It's shown to be the Son.
你看到什么呢？
What do you see?
曾经经过历史事件。
That means there was a historical process.
是神的儿子。
He was the Son.
又显明是神的儿子。
He was shown to be the Son.
曾经经过一个历史事件。
And he went through a historical event.
历史事件。
This historical event.
两件事情组成的。
Came about from two things.
第一
，firstly，
就道成肉身
，that is God incarnate.
第二
，secondly，
死里复活
，the resurrection from the dead.
大家说一二三，道成肉身，第二，死里复活，再一次，道成肉身，死里复活，一个很大的神学家 Karl Barth 讲一句很令人惊奇的话语。
A great theologian Karl Barth said something that surprises everybody.
基督教的福音。
The gospel of Jesus Christ
是从 virgin womb 到
from the virgin womb
empty tomb
till the empty tomb
这两件事
from these two things
virgin womb
是从处女那里
处女的这一个胎啊
and from the virgin womb
处女里面的这个子宫里面应当是空的才对的
it ought to be empty
神给他有东西在里面
but God the Holy Spirit made the conception of Jesus
神是借着圣灵把耶稣基督感应在这个应当是空的这个处女的怀中。
And Jesus was conceived by the Holy Spirit in a womb that ought to be empty.
Behold, a virgin shall conceive.
童贞女将怀孕。
看啊，童女必要怀孕。这个空的孕竟然变成一个有生命，圣灵感应在里面一个生命。
And the virgin will contain a new life.
The virgin womb should be empty.
应该是空的。
But now conceived.
但是现在有了。
And a baby is given to us.
而且赐给我们的是一个婴孩。
Empty tomb 不应当 empty.
The empty tomb ought not to be empty.
应当是有尸体在里面的。
It should have a corpse.
实实在有人在里面的。
Someone should be inside.
但是神使这一个已经死了耶稣基督复活了。
But God raised this Jesus was dead.
这成为基督教与所有的宗教最大不同的两件历史事件。
And these two historical events become the most important difference.
从来没有一个宗教。
No other religion.
把这种生命的道告诉我们。
Will tell us this word of life.
所有宗教的教主。
All religious leaders.
不是怀孕，承孕在这个 virgin womb 里面的。
They did not come forth from a virgin womb.
所有的宗教教主
all religious leaders,
他们不可能到达一个 empty tomb 的
will not come forth from an empty tomb.
感谢上帝
Thanks be to God.
因为童女被圣灵所感动
Because Jesus was conceived by the Holy Spirit.
道成了肉身
And God became incarnate.
神的应许来到人间
And God came among us.
神的恩典临到我们
The grace of God is upon us.
永恒的神临到暂时受造界里面
Eternal God came to the temporal world.
感谢上帝
Thanks be to God.
The womb of the world It should be empty.
这个童贞女应该是没有孩子的。
But now, the Son of God is given as the Son of Man in the womb.
但是上帝的儿子成为人子。
The tomb of Jesus should be filled.
这个坟墓应该里面有人的。
It becomes empty.
但是成为空的坟墓。
Simply because of the resurrecting power of God.
因为上帝复活的大能，
所以保罗就在这几节的圣经里，这么伟大的信息，用几句话表达出来。
So within these few words, we see this great message.
福音是什么
？What is the gospel?
福音是神的恩典。
The gospel is the grace of God.
恩典是什么
？What is this grace?
就是应许。
It's promise.
应许什么
？What is the promise?
应许永生。
The promise of
就是神的应许。
Who promised?
就是神的代言人，众先知们应许。
It's a promise that came from the spokesman of God, the prophets.
这应许是什么
What is this promise?
就是告诉我们
It tells us
我们不因罪而灭亡
that we will not be perished because of sin.
我们因神的救恩而得救
but because of his grace we will be saved.
我们可以领受永远的生命
we can receive eternal life.
我们不必世界一同灭亡
we will not be perished.
我们遵行神的旨意可永远长存
if we obey the will of God, we will live forever.
你说怎么可能
you say, how is this possible?
先知已经应许了
because the prophets promised us.
应许什么
what is the promise?
我主耶稣基督到世界上
my Lord Jesus will come to the earth.
我主我上帝
My Lord, my God
他是耶稣
He is Jesus
他是基督 神高立他
，God anointed him，
他有神的能力
，He has the power of God，
神的权柄
，The power of God，
周游四方行善事
，And he went all over the place to do good work，
无限的灵在他的身上
，And great spiritual power was upon him，
他在童女的怀中受孕
，He was born of the virgin，
他从空的坟墓中间显明他生命复活的大能。
And he emerges from an empty tomb to show us the power of the resurrection.
这里告诉我们。
So here it tells us.
从人的肉体来说
，physically speaking，
他是大卫的子孙。
He was a descendant of David.
但是从圣上的灵来说
，but by the spirit of holiness，
他就是从死里复活，显明是上帝的儿子。
His resurrection shows us he's the Son of God.
这是所有真理里面最重要的救赎的真理。
This is the greatest truth of salvation
among all things. 我蒙神所派。
I am sent by God.
要把这真道传遍世界。
I want to preach His gospel to all nations.
万族的人
，so all people.
因信的缘故
，because of faith.
他们归顺真道。
They will come back to the word of truth.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
愿神赐福我们。
May the Lord bless us all.
我在这三次里面。
Well,
已经把罗马的背景，罗马书为什么这样写，罗马书要讲的真正的内容是什么，已经提出来。
I've given you the background and the true contents of the book of Romans.
接下去的时候
，After this，
我们继续把你们内容一步一步的介绍出来。
We will start to explain the content slowly.
我不知道我要用多少次才能讲完罗马书。
I don't know how many times must I speak on this.
我如果讲50次死了。
If I die at the 50th time,
那五十次也够你一生好好去想。
I think the 50th session would be good for you.
如果我讲200次才完
，If I finish after 200 sessions,
你来200次也没有一次是浪费时间。
If you come for 200 sessions, I'm sure you will not be wasting our time.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
你在以后的日子中间
，In the days to come,
你会想一生曾经有这样仔细的听神的道。
You would think that this is a special occasion when you can listen to the God, word of God in detail.
那是你一生的福气。
And this is a blessing for you in your life.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
我要尽心竭力把神的话讲清楚。
I want to try my best to explain the word of God clearly.
我盼望你们珍惜神给我们的机会。
I hope that you treasure this opportunity that God has given to us.
我们站起来祷告。
Let us stand up and pray.